I have a simple question for you today. On which day did Jesus die? And I don't mean the calendar date. That's a whole nother question. You know, I mean, which day of the week? Was it a Monday or a Tuesday or a Wednesday or a Thursday or a Good Friday? That's our project today. So, please turn with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 38. And if you're using the Dalitch Hebrew like I am here, you'll find this on page 46 and 47, where it says in verse 38, some men from the scholars and the Prushim answered him and said, Rabbi, we desire to see a sign by your hand. Now, on the surface, this seems like a completely reasonable request to me. We desire to see a sign by your hand. Seems like a completely reasonable request, because I always say, incredible claims require credible evidence. And here Yeshua's been making some incredible claims about the advent of the kingdom. It's about to happen. It's right at hand. And the alternative being that there's an impending judgment, a doom that's hanging over this generation that's about to begin. And so the teachers and the religious authorities simply ask him for a little bit of proof for his claims that he's making, that these claims, you know, these things are true, and that he's really from God, and that he's all that people were saying that he is. Here's the situation for us. If a self-proclaimed prophet were to show up here claiming the world was about to end or some such thing, we would be fools to accept him at his word and just say, well, he says he's a prophet. You know, it must be. We wouldn't do that. Instead, we would want, you know, some sort of evidence or some sort of credentials or something like that. We might even say, show us a sign. So Yeshua replies, an evil and adulterous generation seeks for a sign. But a sign will not be given to it except that of Jonah, the prophet. Not a very nice answer. Makes me wonder, why won't he give them a sign? I mean, why is he always so stubborn with people? I mean, he can do miracles. He can walk on water. I mean, if it was me, like, okay, what do you want? What? Here, I'll walk on water. How's that for you? You know, how about a little, take some, give me some water, I'll turn it into wine. I mean, he does stuff like that all the time. Somebody comes up and says, show us a sign. He's like, no. What's going on? It reminds me of a story from the Talmud. Very, very similar. The disciples of Rabbi Yosef bar Kisma asked him, when will the Messiah come? Similar question. He answered, I don't want to answer because I'm afraid if I do, you'll demand a sign. His disciples promised him and said, we won't demand a sign, we promise. He answered, Messiah will come after this gate. They were standing at Caesarea Philippi when the conversation took place. After the gate of this city falls down, is rebuilt, falls down again, is rebuilt, and falls down for a third time. Before it can be rebuilt, the Son of David will come. They said to him, Master, give us a sign. He said, didn't you promise that you wouldn't ask me for a sign? He said, yes, but now we want one. So Rabbi Yose gives them a sign, some supernatural evidence that his word was really from Hashem, you know. But Yeshua doesn't play the game. He doesn't give a sign. He says, no sign will be given except the sign of Jonah. This also reminds me from teaching the Isaiah class. It reminds me of we were learning in the Isaiah class about when Isaiah the prophet appears to King Ahaz with a prophecy from the Lord, telling him, don't go to Assyria for help. Trust in Hashem. Trust in the Lord. And he'll take care of these problems for you, these political, military problems for you. It's going to bring a great salvation. And he says, King Ahaz, ask for a sign from Hashem. And it can be as deep as Sheol or as high as heaven. The Lord's making this offer to him. And King Ahaz turns and says, I will not ask, nor will I test Hashem. Now, that sounds very pious, But in fact, Ahaz was not pious at all. He had his mind made up. He didn't want to hear from the Lord. And Ahaz was a fool. God had given him a blank check with that offer. He could have asked for absolutely anything. He had Hashem's permission to test him. If a true prophet ever says, ask for anything, you know, it's like, this is like a genie out of a bottle, you know, make a wish. You can have one wish, King Ahaz, no thank you. Under ordinary circumstances, though, Ahaz is correct. Demanding a sign from an established and already revered prophet constitutes the sin of testing the Lord. So the Torah says in Deuteronomy 6, says, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test as you tested him at Massah. This is a prohibition on demanding a sign from a known prophet. It's actually one of the 613 commandments. If anyone's counting, Maimonides codified it as negative commandment number 64. So long as a prophet has already proven that he is a legitimate prophet, and so long as his words are consistent with the Torah, you should not demand a sign from him. You should not demand any wonders as further proof of his veracity. Demanding a sign from a known prophet is, in essence, demanding a sign from God, and the Torah forbids us from testing the Lord like this. And you have to be careful with this sort of thing. You know, I mean, we put out fleeces and that sort of thing, but putting out a fleece can turn into testing Hashem, which is actually forbidden by the Torah. Remember when the adversary asked Yeshua for a sign? He said, if you are the Son of God, do a miracle. Throw yourself down from this height and survive the fall. This was basically, you know, what he said. It's the test. Yeshua replied, he said, says in the Torah, you shall not test Hashem. So this is sort of the situation we have here in the Gospels. If it's signs you want, well, you know, our master had already performed plenty of miracles, beginning with the water that turned to wine in Cana, of which the Gospel of John says this was the first of his signs.